What?
What?
I looked through the pictures. I don't have a good one, but it says Mara Shaka.
Okay. I guess. All right. Sadaka, right?
Lamed Dalet.
You hit record?
Yeah, he hit it.
Okay. It's
What
very
are we
long.
doing? You doing tomorrow also? Or
What's
part of
tomorrow?
tomorrow?
Hey to what?
To Yud Gimel.
We'll try. Let's see. It's very long, so we'll see. So he'll sim this Simon Lamadal Hilchot Tzedakah by Tez Zayin Sifim is it's one of the it's actually from the most common shilas that are asked. The Hilchot Tzedakah. So let's say mitzvah to say Litein Tzedakah Lani Yisrael. It's a mitzvah from the Torah to give tzedakah. Shenemar Pasach Tiftach Es Yad Chaloi. Open up your hand. And your brother should live with you. And if anybody sees an ani and he hides from him, meaning he doesn't help him out, so it's a mitzvah to say to give tzedakah if you don't. So you have to make sure you're generous. So tzedakah hi siman lezera Avraham Avinu. To give tzedakah is a siman that you're from the zera Avraham Avinu. Shenemar ki yudatev l'man asher yitzave es bonav lasa is tzedakah. Vein kisei Yisrael miskoinen v'dasa emes emedes ela b'tzedakah. And the literally means the seat of Klal Yisrael, meaning society. Klal Yisrael as a society only functions only with tzedakah. Shenema, but tzedakah to kainoni. The God of Lights, tzedakah yaisim el kol karbonis. Tzedakah is greater than all karbonis. Shenema, asay mishpat tzedakah, mishpat nivcha l'shem yizavah. Ve'en Yisrael is only redeemed with tzedakah. Shenema, tziyim pe mishpat tikvada v'shavah v'tzedakah. La'ilam ein adam ma'ani min tzedakah. A person will never become poor from giving tzedakah. Ve'en davar ra, v'lo yehezek ba v'shvila tzedakah. It won't come from tzedakah. No damage will come from tzedakah, which we have to see later because it's a little scary because you're not allowed to give tzedakah if you don't have the money. Kol ha'marachim, shenemar v'yamaseh tzedakah shalom. Kol ha'marachim irachman alav. If you have rachmanis, the people who have rachmanis, you shenemar v'nasan l'charachim v'yirchamecha. Anybody who's mean and like that, we have to be chashish for his yichus. Hakadosh Baruch Hu karav l'shavas aniyim and Hashem. He gets close to the crying out of Anim. Yishma. You have to be very careful with their crying out. Shari bris krusa lahem, which is not really Yerushalmi, because at least we don't have this Yerushalmi. Tara tipatach. If a gate that doesn't open for an ani will end up opening for a doctor, meaning you're going to be in trouble if you don't give tzedakah. And a person has to put in his heart that he's always davening for parnasa from Hashem. The same way a person wants HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to hear his tefillas, a person wants HaKadosh Baruch Hu to hear his tefillas, so too he'll also hear the cry of the aniyim. Meaning he should. If you want Hashem to listen to you, then you better listen to the aniyim. A person has to think that he's a gagal achayzer in the world. Meaning money, what goes around comes around. So money will cause problems for you eventually. So make sure you're generous now. How can I lose my money to give aniyim? You have to know money doesn't belong to you. It's you're just watching it for those that for Hashem. And that is a chelek from all the amal in this world. So these are all the milas of giving tzedakah, and that mean I mean it's a lot of major inyanim in that. Everybody's chayav to give tzedakah according to his means. Even an ani who gets money from tzedakah, he only has a little bit of money and he doesn't do business with it. He's allowed to take from the tzedakah, since he doesn't have any karen, he doesn't have any principal in order to, that he can live off that. But the bottom line is, since he does have some money in his bank, he has to give tzedakah for what's to give to him. Even if you can only give a little bit, al yimna asatzmi, don't stop. Because if somebody giving a little bit of tzedakah is the same as somebody giving a lot. It says by all the different karbanos, whoever gives a lot or gives a little, that's as long as your kavanah is to your father in Shemayim. So meaning you can give a nickel and it might be the equivalent of a guy giving $1 million. But somebody taka only has enough money to live. Because taking care of yourself comes before others. So don't give tzedakah if you're going to have to receive tzedakah. How much do you give to an ani? So this is a very misunderstood halacha. We all know that you have to, if you're giving money to an ani, so let's say he drives a Rolls Royce and he loses all his money, so you have to buy him a Rolls Royce. That's what the kids are saying here, but only in a specific situation. So how much do you give him? Enough that he's missing. What that means is if an ani is accepting tzedakah quietly, meaning nobody knows that he lost his money, then you have to give him as much was as he was used to before he became an ani, because nobody knows about it. So you're saving him from busha, you're saving him from embarrassment. But an ani that knocks from door to door, you have to give him a small amount of money according to what he is supposed to get. Every city should at least give a poor person 2 sudas and a place to sleep. So Mamela, this din that you give somebody what he's used to, that's only if it's quiet. If it's not quiet and he's just knocking from door to door, everybody knows he's an ani, then even if he once had a Rolls Royce, you don't have to give it to him, nor should you. That's only if you're gonna save a guy from embarrassment. Then it says Mefarnesin, and this is a question that comes up a lot in this during this holiday season, as they call it. Mefarnesin Mabishan Aniya Akam Imani Yisrael, you are Mefarnes and you clothe Goyim along with Yidden, Mebnei Darke Shalom, in order to keep the peace. That's even though you're not supposed to give anything free to a guy, but here you're supposed to do this type of thing. Right? Because you want to make sure that we're at peace with the guy. Dalit. Kama Yitin Adam Tzedakah. How much tzedakah should a person give? The first year you give the meiser from whatever your initial money that you made. You only give meiser on the money that you invested and made. Except for tzarchei beis. Now we have to stop right there because there's a major kula from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that nobody paskins like. Right? Say, first of all, he says, so if you make $1,000 this year, you give $100 to meiser. Next year, when you don't give meiser on that money anymore, you only give on what you made from that money. But notice that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch here says that you give meiser after your household needs are paid for, right? Your expenses, which nobody paskins like. For the most part, nobody paskins like that. Normally, we take meiser. We take off meiser from before. We take off meiser before expenses, but he's passing after expenses. So Koyl and Rebbeim could be simach on this Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. That's what Ernest and Karelit says. So we meet the Beninus, but that's the middle to give 10%. Mitzvah and Amovcha sheitin chaimish shana rishanim and akeren. It's mitzvah and Amovcha to give a fifth. Va'achar kach kol shana chaimish min arevach. And after that, every year you give from the profit. A person shouldn't give more than a fifth. Because you might end up needing, Brias might need you. I mean, you might need brias if you give too much money. But when a person's dying, you can give up to a third of everything that you have as a tzedakah. Person shouldn't take from his ma'aser for the dvar mitzvah, meaning to do mitzvahs with your ma'aser money, which is probably the number one ma'aser question gets asked. Right, people want to pay for plane tickets for people and this. Well, that's really aniyim. They want to donate coffee to shuls, et cetera, et cetera. So he's saying you shouldn't do that. Should go to aniyim. But the ma'aser, shuls and yeshivas are considered aniyim. And let's say you have a mitzvah to be a Baal Bris, meaning to be the tzaddik, and the minhag is the tzaddik pays the bris. To help pay for a chasan and kala, or to buy svarim to people to learn, to lend them lachayim. If you don't, meaning if he didn't have the ability without using tzedakah money, you wouldn't have been able to do this mitzvah if you needed to use your own money. But if you're not going to be able to do a mitzvah with your own, if you don't use ma'aser, then you're allowed to. But if you do buy svarim with ma'aser, you have to be careful to lend them out. Unless you need them, you come first. Meaning, because if you use ma'aser money, that means it doesn't really belong to you. You should write on them that they're from ma'aser, so that the sons will not use them afterwards. Meaning, they don't, because the yerusha's not their yerusha. Let's do one more. All right. If you want to give a s'chus for yourself, you should force your yetzer hara, and you should spread out your hands. Anything that's the shem shemayim should be really good and the beauty. In bana base tefila, yenami base yeshivase. Your shul should be nicer than your house. If you're feeding hungry people, it should be better food than what you serve. Kisa aram, if you're clothing somebody, it should be nicer than your clothing. Hektish davi, make something hektish, meaning to shul, yaktish mea yofashim and chasav, use the nicest of your belongings. V'cheinu oimer, kol chelev l'Hashem, all literally fats, all should go to meaning all the best things should go to Hashem. Yeah, we really should do a little more, but I have to stop over here. All right, everybody should have a fine night. I apologize for being a little late.
Yakov, what would be considered